Our Life's Voices series continues on WUWM. Each year-end holiday season, we chat with ordinary people whose extraordinary actions make them unique in the community. Today, we meet a Vietnam veteran who recently retired from a blue-collar career that included stints as a crane operator and warehouse worker. His workaday world now centers on volunteerism and a different kind of heavy lifting.
Name's Dennis Johnson. I'm 63 years old, and I'm the executive director of the Veterans for Peace Milwaukee chapter, the Homeless Veterans Initiative. We actively search for homeless veterans, try to bring them back into the system, and get them off the street. We began by taking them over to the VA, getting them into the system if they weren't. Many guys, especially the older ones, say my age, Vietnam era veterans, a lot of them have benefits coming to them for their service that they're not even aware of. There's been guys living homeless with no income that we've been able to secure a small pension for.
You also deliver food, from what I understand.
That started about a year ago, and it's grown to where the last delivery I made was 105 boxes of food to area veterans. These are vets who were, most of them, formerly homeless, who've gone through the VA programs. They've lived over at the domiciliary. They're either completed or they're still in the programs there, but they've moved into their own rooms and apartments. And by providing them with weekly groceries, we help them out financially.
Why do you do what you do now?
Vietnam has left different feelings for all the veterans who served there. Everybody has a kind of different feel of what actually happened and how what their role in it was. And just part of your military training is you don't leave any of the wounded behind. And that's kind of become my motto for this. I feel like helping the veterans who've fallen through the cracks here is something that I need to do.
What keeps you going?
Well, just the thought of what I'm doing is worthwhile. And at my age, you know, having something worthwhile to do, it helps me get out of bed in the morning.
Has there been something throughout this odyssey that has surprised you?
Well, to begin with, it surprised me that there were even homeless veterans. It's been a kind of a learning experience for me.
Why are there so many homeless veterans, in your opinion?
Homelessness is a kind of a complex issue to begin with. All the normal, you might call, issues that make one homeless, unemployment, substance abuse, mental health issues, and then the veterans have their own set of these set on top of all of those. Especially like with now with Iraq and Afghanistan vets, where they keep reusing them, redeploying over and over. A lot of them lose family ties. You know, their family splits up. They have no job to come back to. They've lost contact with their friends and family. No support there. Add some substance abuse or some mental health issues, and the end result of all of that ends up to be homelessness.
How long will you keep doing this?
As long as I can still get up in the morning.